Hype
this
video.
video. Hype
Hype
this
this
video.
video.
Hype this video.
Hype.
Hype this video, please.
Hype this video.
Yeah.
We're breaking up.
Start the episode. What are you doing? You want me to start the episode?
Yeah, let's see it.
All
Give
right.
us some energy.
Oh.
Little jazz hands. You'll pink, light pink wearing mother.
Okay, well, what up, gang? Welcome back to another episode of Ramping Up. I'm Matt Taylor. She's Fiona Carly chugging a Celsius right now. Boy, are we excited for the show that we have for you guys.
Oh my God.
Today.
Life-changing, beautiful, glorious.
Yeah. Before we even get started, Fiona had a fun little fiasco today that almost sent her over the edge.
Oh, it truly did. Aiden, you're going to lose your freaking mind, dude.
Tell me about it.
So me and Matt are moving, right?
Woo-hoo.
Literally in 2 days. And I was like, hey, don't worry about it. I will call the internet company and, like, get it transferred over the new place. Right?
Right.
So he leaves. I call them. And I'm just like, yeah, we're moving. I need to transfer this, blah, blah, blah. The woman would keep saying what to everything I'm saying. And so, you know, I'm kind of used to that. So I'm, like, pronouncing everything and being very as clear as I can be. And she literally goes, you sound like you're asleep right now. I truly can't understand anything you're saying. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not asleep and I'm trying to talk clearly. I f***ed out is the truth. I should have said something where I was like, I have to get this task done. And if I freak out, I'm going to ask for a supervisor. I'm going to derail this whole thing. And we're so busy. And that's what my brain was thinking. But it really wasn't cool. Not professional.
Yeah, I was thinking supervisor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She almost went full-blown Karen.
Brother, it was AT&T. I should. Yeah.
We'll bleep that out.
That sucks. And especially, like, it's something you have to go through regularly. But if someone, I would just recommend the supervisor move.
I know. If it were, like, a less busy
easier said
day,
than done.
I know, because part of me is like, I don't know. I was like, is it growth that I didn't freak out? But it felt wrong. Like, I was like, who are you talking to like this?
Yeah.
Like, the only thing you're supposed to be is, if you can't understand me, I'm sorry, what was that? Is fine.
Not,
yeah, they
hey,
were.
Are you awake? I'm going to need you to wake up a little bit more.
I literally go, what? Because I thought I misheard her. And she repeated it. And I was like, oh my God. That's crazy.
Yeah, to not, like, try to, no, pun intended, hear the person out. Like, help, like, just, you know, like, if try to figure it out before you're just
well,
like,
I also,
and I'm hearing you fine also.
Right, I feel like, yeah, I talk slow, I understand that, but impossible to understand? I don't buy that.
Yeah. Unless you use words like you used earlier today.
Nah.
Tell Go ask on. Aiden if he knows what the hell the heck this word
okay,
is.
Okay, if I looked at something, if I looked at something and I go, that's chuggy. Do you know what I mean by that?
Lulu, do you know what? No.
Chuggy?
Really?
Chuggy, no.
It was like a
what is chuggy?
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes, I did. It's like live, love, love signs in the kitchen or chuggy.
Like,
Urban
fringy?
Dictionary. Look it up.
What's yeah, how do you spell it?
I'd say chuggy, if I had to guess. That's chuggy. I don't know.
A slang term for someone or something that is out of date, not trendy, or trying too hard to be cool.
Exactly.
That's chuggy. C-H-E-U-G-Y.
Okay, I knew it was going to be. I was like, when I'm spelling chuggy. Chuggy.
Huh.
Yeah, chuggy. Like when something's kind of cringe.
It's a slang term originating with Gen Z.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
I learned it from my brother. That
so chuggy is just cringe.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why do we have to keep coming up with words for the word that already exists?
Amen.
That's chuggy, dude.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You did it.
That's one point.
Yeah. I'm dancing. Ted dancing. Oh, my junk is in my trunk. That ever happened to you? You ever sit on your junk and ends up in your trunk? Oh, golly. Okay. Well, did you have a good weekend while I was gone? Back to the episode. Did you realize this is a whole new episode that you had a whole weekend happen?
Where was I?
You were in Knoxville.
Oh!
Jeez, Louise, lady.
Everything happens all at once in my head. There are no timelines. Oh my lord. Knoxville was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I had two, like, almost sold out shows.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I mean, the like, just so fun. And
Who was on the show?
I had Justin Wagner open for me, and then Spencer DeMolke.
Nice, yeah.
I crushed that last name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I was panicking about it. Yeah, great shows. They're great guys. Justin Mays put it on. He did spot. So did Travis. I did not get his last name, but he's a photographer and a comic, and he was on The Late Show. He was very funny. We had a lot of fun on... I actually took a little video. Do you know Spencer Skateboards?
No, but I could see it.
He's like very good, like for a 30, almost 30.
Like he's so good that he takes his skateboard with him.
It was someone else, and it was a girl that was trying to learn, and she was like, "Do you know how? I want someone to like break it in."
And he's like, "Yeah, here's an Ollie McTwist."
He did a bunch of kickflips and stuff, and it was really cool. And I took a goofy video. I forgot to show you. We will throw it up.
A goofy footed video. That's funny. That's skateboard reference.
You'll see.
Okay, yeah.
What else? Oh, we had to stop for gas on the way back from Knoxville. And my freaking gas cap, it's like the thing is controlled by like a lever you have to pull to open the gas thing.
But it's been broken
for a long time. So Matt put zip ties all on it so people knew not to shut it. So we leave it open.
Yeah.
But people think they're being good people, but they're ruining my freaking life. And they'll come by and shove it closed. We didn't even realize that it happened. We're
like at a light or in a parking lot or something
right,
like that.
Yeah. Right. Like while we were parked.
They're just like, their gas caps or their gas flaps open. We got to shut it for them.
I just want to say, I almost did that with somebody. I saw it was somebody leaving the club. And I was about to shut it, and I saw them. I was like, "Hey, just to let you know, I'm about to shut it." They were like, "No, I have it rigged up. Like, don't touch it."
Nice. Oh, that feels.
So listen up, you good Samaritans.
Yeah, stop. Be a little don't less touch good. Other people's cars. Okay.
Yeah.
So
let somebody come siphon our gas. We don't care.
Yeah. At least I can get more because it's still open.
Yeah. Right.
So we pull into Buggies to get gas, and Justin's like, "Oh my God, someone closed it." And I was like, "Oh my gosh." And sometimes a lever will work eventually. So like for 30 minutes, they're sitting there fingering my door.
Mm-hmm.
And because they have to do this a bunch, it was very funny. They were like taking turns because one hand would get tired.
All right, dang. If you're just now tuning in, you're going to have to rewind about 30 seconds.
And
we're in the clear.
Oh, hey. Right. Fucking shit, yeah. Sorry. So then they're like, Fiona, we could break the freaking gas cap. And I was like, let me call Matt before we do that and make sure he's cool with that. Thank God I called you, because when I called you, it Spencer left
enough time.
Yeah, Spencer decided to Google and see if there was another way. There's a manual
override.
Oh, okay.
In the trunk.
It's like the door part, not like the
gas cap. It's like the gas flap.
Okay. Yeah.
So damn, they found that we got it open. It only added 45 minutes to the trip.
Nice.
We got home at 3 a.m. I wanted to cry.
Gotta be honest. 45 minutes.
Not that bad.
You guys did figure it out pretty good. That's pretty good. I could see that being a panic to where it takes a long time.
I literally was like, I was freaking out, but they were being so chill about it. I was like, okay, they're going to figure it out. Like, I'm just glad it wasn't just Justin, because that would be stressful.
Why?
What?
Why?
Just because being alone trying to figure that out would be
because
strange.
Justin's a dumbass.
That's not what I meant. He just had like a buddy to finger the door with.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, I'm glad y'all figured it out. I'm glad now that we know that.
Yeah, happens, we had to do it again. It happened again.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, somebody in Franklin shut it.
You shouldn't have known.
Somebody on a pilgrimage.
Anyways, Matt, how was your weekend?
It was good. I went to Springfield somewhere. There's a lot of Springfields out there, and I'm trying to figure out which one I went to.
Illinois.
Is there a Missouri one?
Yes.
I think that's the one I went to.
It was. I saw on your location.
Oh, okay. So I went to Springfield, Missouri.
No.
And it was pretty cool. We went to, has anybody ever been to Lambert's?
Marienta?
No. It's like Cracker Barrel. It's like the Buc-ee's of Cracker. It's like the Buc-ee's of Cracker Barrels.
Do they throw the rolls?
Yes.
Okay, Summer loves that place.
Dude, that's one of the coolest places I've ever been. It was amazing. If they come around, they have like fixins.
We could double date to Lambert.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have a bunch of fixins. And they come around and they just give you those for free. Like fried okra, beans. Beans.
You're not selling them.
Rolls.
You would hit me with
fried potatoes. Very good. They would, they would chuck a roll at you. They bounce one off my chest. Mm-hmm. Honestly, pause. It felt pretty offensive. I was like, brother.
Second pause.
Yeah, second pause. I mean, and then one guy like threw it up, and he didn't ever really throw it up, but it psyched me out to where I was like, oh, I thought it was going to follow me, and everybody laughed at me. And I now have that dude's license plate number, and I will find him. But Lambert's was cool. I mean, it is like, it's giant. It's like Cracker Barrel if they took time to care.
It's like Cracker Barrel
if they
on
selling,
crack.
Yes.
Barrel.
There you go. We got to it. That's a point. Put it on there. So the show was good. Where was the show? Springfield, Missouri. And then we drove back. We just had one show this weekend. We drove 7 hours out there and 7 hours back.
I've asked you this before, but I forgot. How long do you usually do on these shows?
Typically like 20.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Nice. And is that at the, when are you in the show? Are you
right up top? So
okay.
I just go out cold.
Is it just two people?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do 20, and then Rodney does like an hour, 10, basically. That's the casino show. It's a little more.
How was the venue?
It was cool. We were on a college campus. Don't know which college. I really got to start paying attention to where I am.
Yeah, completely clueless.
Yeah, my sense.
But it was right beside you somewhere. But no, it was
brother
somewhere. Broke? I don't know. You're derailing the show for your zins.
Matt. Matt. Huh. This is very exciting. We have our first sponsor of the podcast.
What?
Yeah. a really cool company called Create Transport.
Create Transport? Yeah. What's that?
If you got yourself a little motorcycle, you're having fun, it's over there, but you want it here, guess what? Create Transport, they'll bring it to you. Give them that phone number.
Oh, my God. That's going to be 414-801-6108. Hit it again, 414-801-6108. If you like cranking your hog, give them a call, and they'll get it to you.
Follow them on Instagram at create_transport.
That's it.
All right, back to the episode.
It doesn't matter where I was. Anyway, let's get to some calls with our new segment.
Okay.
Yeah. Jeez, that was going nowhere.
Fiona, call me.
That's right. You guys called in unless
we answered.
We didn't. You left voicemails, and now we're going to give them a listen. That number is 615-547-8824. If you call us over there and leave us a voicemail, we'll play it on the pod just like we're about to do right now. Pull that. You got to do all the ones that fell out. You have to do them right now. You have to do 17 Zins. Isn't it crazy? Like Velo and all these other companies, but it's still called Zins because Zins was like the main one. You know what a slap in the face is that is to like a company? To like still have, what would that be like? What's another example?
Oreo is what I was thinking.
Oreo, if you get like knockoff cookies. A Juul, yeah. Which is just kind of a vape, I think, is what they just call them.
Yeah.
Do people be like, where's my Juul or where's my vape?
When Juuls were big, it didn't matter what you were vaping, we called it a Juul.
Yeah. KY would be one. Instead of lube, they say, where's the KY?
Kleenex?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's one. That's a really good one. Yeah. Terrible. Legos? There's all sorts of different things.
Okay, let's do it. All right. Sorry.
That's also the ADHD portion of this. But you guys called in, and boy, we can't wait to hear what you have to say over at Fiona Call Me segment. That's 615-547-8824. Let's take our first call.
Caller number one, you're on.
Caller number one. Let's see.
Hey, good morning, evening, afternoon, wherever it is, wherever you guys are. I just have one quick question. So is the ginger girl, sorry, I don't know her name, is she on ketamine or is she just like always sipping that good liquor? Because I'm really not sure which one it is. Thank you guys and have a good rest of your days.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in. This is the ginger girl speaking.
Hey, that is you.
It's kind of crazy. You made it through our voicemail where we said our name and then you didn't know our name.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys' names are, but you said it 8 times on the voicemail.
Yeah, that's okay, buddy. No.
This is probably something good to address so people don't have to keep friggin' asking even though they will.
Holy camoly, Batman. Yeah, no, never done ketamine. I'm not currently drinking liquor. I have a rare neurological disease called Friedreich's ataxia, which is a progressive muscular disease, okay? And your tongue is a muscle, so it does in fact affect your speech, think what? Yeah, I'm just vibing, trying to be out of here. And all y'all. Nope, not messed up. Just living life. Just living la vida loca.
All right.
You get to be drunk without the fun part, you know what I mean?
That's tough, yeah.
Yeah.
Or you get to be drunk with the fun part.
Let's go. All right,
let's take another call.
Guys, are you drunk or high? Like, you need to stop doing that. You're adults now. Get used to it.
Dang, I love him.
All right, listen up, you little shithead.
That was a 12-year-old.
We have 12-year-olds apparently on the live, so that's nice. Thought we restricted that. Maybe they run their parents' YouTube.
Are y'all drunk or high?
You're adults. He goes, y'all drunk or high? You're adults. You need to get it together.
I'm going to tell your mom you had your phone past 9 p.m., you little shithead.
Yeah, listen, you little fucktard. Get on our live again and talk that shit. See what happens. What if I just, like, doxed him right now? Anyway, keep calling, kiddo. We love those calls.
Honestly, that's crazy that a listener that young. Pretty wild.
Yeah.
I know. It's pretty nice. You got a range of listeners.
Really affecting the youth of this country, and I feel good about it.
Yeah. Ever really challenging them to think for themselves.
Baby Fugler came in to play their representee.
Yeah, that's super nice. Oh, he's looking at me. Creepy. Let's take another one.
Hello, Fiona. I just want to say you're beautiful and you're extremely funny. And I was wondering, are you ever going to do any roast battles?
Mm.
And if so, where would it be at? Like in New York or Austin? Or in LA.
Oh.
That's all I got. All right. I'm watching your show right now. Thanks.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And thank you for the compliments. I needed that. I just got roasted by a 12-year-old. holy guacamole. I actually have done a roast battle before. And it's online, isn't it?
You should definitely go check it out.
Yeah, it's on. Is it on Paid Vacation?
It is. Yeah,
it's on YouTube. Yeah,
it's on Paid Vacation.
Yeah, if you
YouTube.
Go on YouTube and type in Paid Vacation Fiona Colley Roast or something, it should pop up. That's the only roast battle I've done. It was very fun. I probably will do another one. And if I had to, like, guess, either Austin or Nashville is probably where I would do it.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Maybe New York, maybe L.A. They have roast battle. The main roast battle hub is L.A.
If they want me, I will do it. I love being mean to people.
That's true. I can vouch.
But yeah, I did a roast battle with a comedian friend of ours that has been on the podcast, actually. His name is Zach Townsend, and he put it on his YouTube Paid Vacation, so.
Yeah.
If you want to go watch that, it's pretty good.
Paid Vacation has a lot of good stuff. Mm-hmm. We've both done a lot of sketches over there that are very funny.
Oh my God, Aiden. I'm in Knoxville, and during the meet and greet line, this two dudes come up, and they're like, "We love your stuff. We know you from Paid Vacation."
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They bought tickets. They only know me from Paid Vacation.
Which sketches were those?
I don't even know. Huh. Like, I think I've, like, appeared. I've never been, like, a main person in them.
You run the Super Racist podcast.
Yeah, but the point is I don't say anything.
Yeah.
I was told just to sit there, you know.
We loved you on the Super Racist podcast. That's funny.
Yeah, and the candy.
Oh, yes.
From a candy bowl or whatever.
Okay.
Zach always casts me in the worst roles.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, literally an assumed pedophile is one that I played. Mm-hmm. That didn't go well.
Got
I got death threats because of that.
Yeah. People are so stupid.
Basically, it's like To Catch a Predator. It's a joke on that. And like I'm walking into a gas station and they've got it's like To Catch a Predator, but if they got the wrong guy. So, like, I'm walking in, and I just match the description.
Like, bald, black
t-shirt. Bald, black t-shirt.
Glasses.
Glasses, yeah, with a beard. And he's like calling me out in the gas station by Zanies, like a pedophile that I've been talking to like 13-year-old girls or some. And like, it's the sketch in theory is funny, but then when you record that in public, yeah, it is not good. And then like the whole point is like Caleb is playing the actual pedo.
McCraw.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, have you guys seen a little girl around here? And Zach's like, no, dude, go away. Like, we're trying to talk to this pedo right now. And I'm like, that's the guy right there. And that's the whole point of the joke. But the internet didn't even let it get that deep. Mm-hmm. And we're just like, he's the pedo.
Yes.
He needs to be killed. Like, even joking that he was, I'm just like, oh my God. Like, if I ever see this guy, I'm going to kill him. I'm like, okay. Well, I don't think they understood that this was satire. And yeah, that's they don't, the that's... danger of the internet. So that's the role I got to play. The other one was Stolen Valor, where I'm wearing like camo cargo shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes up to me and it's like, you know, Stolen Valor, like where they wear like army fatigues and try and act like they're military.
Right.
But there were some people in there that were like, he's trying to do Stolen Valor or whatever. I'm like, I'm just wearing camo cargo pants from Walmart. The internet's dumb as hell.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I learned. But that's Paid Vacation. Go check them out. They also did the Kill Tony video game, which is very funny.
Yeah.
But pretty cool. Let's take another call. What do you say?
Yeah, yeah.
You cool cats out there just reaching out to... ramping up. Just wanted to see what between the two of you could you not live without? What makes you guys really love each other so much? How do you connect? What makes you feel for one another? What really turns those gears? All right. You have a good night.
Oh, brother, man. I think you might be the cool cat. Hey, yeah. Cool cats out there. Was that Carl Roberts III?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So questions are, what could you two not live without? What could you not live without?
Celsius.
That's a nice sponsored ad right there. One day, they'll know. You couldn't live without Celsius? What could I not live without? I'm pretty good. I could live with pretty much nothing. I'm a bare bones kind of guy.
I'm calling bullshit. He's lying to y'all nice
people. Dude, I could live with the shoes on my feet or without them. Doesn't really matter.
I can think of one thing right now.
That I can't live without?
The dehumidifier.
Yeah. Oh, you're... No, Aiden got your answer.
The dehumidifier, yeah. It's changed my life. It's so unhumidified in this house now. Yeah, it's probably on like 48% right now. I don't want to brag, but it's pretty low.
I think the question was like, what do you guys have together that like you couldn't live without? Am I wrong?
That's an interesting question.
That is a kind of a weird, I don't know, maybe.
Between us, what could we not live without each other? Podcast doesn't always have to be comedy. Sometimes it can just be love. Go ahead and take a point away from me. I don't care. I'll be negative one.
I don't know. Maybe
I think you're right. I think that's what that cool cat was trying to say.
Okay, I mean, without Riven, without humor, ooh, I couldn't live without.
Yeah. That's very good.
I think if there was no humor in this, I don't think I'd be able to like exist. I think it has gotten me through a lot.
Yeah. I think so. It makes very light of some heavy situations that makes it easier to face.
Yep.
Did I just repeat what you said in a different way? I mean, I'm agreeing with you. I'm not like stating my own thing.
I was laughing more so at the wink with the finger gun.
Oh, yeah. You haven't seen the older episodes before you, where I just repeated exactly what she would say. Pretty cool. I swear I have my own thoughts.
Hey, you're here to do the AT&T trick. Repeating what I was saying.
All right, let's move on to the next question. I love this one, especially right now. What makes you guys really love each other so much? How do you connect? What makes you feel for one another? What really turns those gears?
My wheelchair turns the gears.
That is true.
How do we connect?
I think we connect with humor a lot.
Yeah. We also have this weird thing where we'll get in these like zones where we know what the other person is thinking.
Yeah. That's definitely the first relationship I've ever had that in. I mean, I've heard of like other couples being able to do it, but I don't know if it's because you spend so much time around somebody that you basically become three personalities, you know, like yourself, me, but then us is like another whole nother thing.
And we both get the zoomies together. That's my favorite.
Yeah. The zoomies are fun. We had the zoomies at dinner the other night, and your mom was like, y'all need to calm down. And we're like, you don't tell us what to do.
Yeah.
You can't control her anymore.
Circles around me.
Yeah.
I was actually just talking about this last night, like to where there's almost, telepathy. So like how it started in the conversation was like with parents and stuff, and you can see it like almost like the nonverbals with their kids. But
are we autistic?
But no, what I've started to say, which I don't know if this is true, but I wonder if like when you're super in sync with somebody, like how you guys are describing, if there's like a biological reasoning behind it, like if there's like,
yeah,
I don't know, but that was what I was wondering.
like if almost like something you can't see syncs up.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost like if like women are around each other a lot, how their periods sync up. Yeah, see? We were just in the same thing.
Yeah, you guys.
See what I'm saying?
Finished each other's sentences.
But like we do. We finish each other's
sandwiches.
All the time. I finish all her sandwiches.
Yeah, it's never the other way.
Yeah, you never finish my sandwiches. Nope. But that does make you wonder like if there is some kind of like spiritual connection between
spiritual
connection between us. I don't know, but it is the cool, I think it's one of the coolest things that I've never experienced in a relationship is just like having same brain.
Yeah,
like we can be across the room and just look at each other and be like, yep, just thinking the same thing about whoever else is in the room. Oh man. I think that was the two questions on that. That was nice. That was a good question. I like that one. Yeah. It was a bit of a thinker, less of a stinker. You know what I mean? All right, let's see. No. All right, let's see. We got another longtime caller checking back in.
Hey, guys. It's Blind Mike. What do you get when you cross a brown cow with a brown chicken?
What?
Give up. Brown chicken, brown cow.
Said talk to you later. Blind Mike.
Blind Mike, still talking about colors.
That's ironic. Bing, bing. Because bing, I did bang. Not see that one coming. Bing, bing. Is that where we get our points? Just roasting Blind Mike? Oh. So, the joke is, what do you get when you cross a brown cow with a brown chicken?
No,
brown chicken, brown cow. So it's like brown chicken, bow, bow.
Yeah. Thank you for explaining that.
For those of you that don't get the joke at home, there is a brown chicken, bow, wow. And he said that in the cadence of that.
That.
So.
Got me.
Oh, yes, sir. All right. We'll do. Thank you for calling in, Blind Mike. And please don't stop. Your humor is much appreciated.
Bless you.
Much appreciated. All right. Got one for you right here. And then we'll have to get some more calls.
I'm from California, and I would like to join in on the threesome.
Okie doke.
On what?
I'll play it again for you. Hang on.
I'm from California, and I would like to join in on the threesome.
If only...
There was a threesome.
Yeah.
If you had to have a threesome with somebody, who would you bring into this relationship? Can be a celebrity that I'll fight later in our lives.
Oh, so it can be a man.
For your, I mean, unless you want two ladies in a threesome, which I'm cool with.
I think that sounds like less damage. Right?
Yeah. All right. So, what's your
angels threesome versus devil's threesome?
That is an angels threesome. Yeah. And would it's it be that guy?
Carpenter.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hell yeah. What guy would you bring?
I don't know, because I don't want to be like threatened by their sexual prowess, you know? Because I was going to be like Chris Hemsworth. But then I was like, not my baby. Not my baby. Not Thor bringing two hammers into the room, you know what I mean? Maybe get a point on that one. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see in post edit. Wait, so I got to bring a dude in?
Yeah.
Who would be a good lover for you? I do not like this game. And I'm realizing that now as I'm having to visualize what I don't want to see. What about like Tom Holland? You know? Yeah. He's not going to ruin too much. He's Spider-Man. That's cool.
Yeah.
He's good with his hands.
I'd be into that.
He's a pretty good golfer.
And he's little.
And he's a little guy. You like little guys.
I like little guys.
Peter Dinklage.
Who?
Peter Dinklage. First of all, to be a midget and have that last name, dude, it's like, did they know? Did the family know you were going to be a little person? Because your last name is Dinklage.
Do you think it's a stage name?
There's no way he renamed himself with a little person last name.
Hot.
Peter Dinklage. Do you think it's his real name or is
real name.
Hollywood name?
You guys are right. My bad.
It's his real name?
Yeah.
Poor
Peter
guy.
Hayden Dinklage.
What's his?
Hayden.
Hayden? I better be Hayden his last name. All right. Well, that was the calls that we had this week. Nothing like ending with a threesome. Heck yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
You
that's all the calls?
That's it, yeah. Wow. We had to go back out on live and get some more calls. Oh, man. It was a short week. Easy week for comedy.
Yeah.
We're moving on Wednesday. That's very exciting to the new place. So we'll hopefully have the new studio soon.
Yeah. We're also, if y'all haven't seen it, a couple of years back before I started stand-up, I started a web series called Capable, and it is on YouTube on my page that this is posted on. But me and Matt are working on revamping Capable.
Yep.
And trying to make it something real.
Yeah. We've already got the pilot episode outlined. And, I mean, we honestly have what could probably be a couple episodes, but we're going to try and work on a pilot episode. We're going to reach out to some people that we know in film to help us crank it out.
How long are the episodes? Like, is it like TV?
The ones on YouTube are like 2 to 5 minutes. Okay. But the ones we're working on are going to be like half hour long episodes. Yeah.
Wow.
Kind of, I mean, essentially, you know, like Tires, before it was Tires, they had their pilot episode, which I think was just like 10 or 15 minutes. But we would do something like that, and you know, then hopefully try and pitch it to whoever would be willing to catch it. You know,
that's awesome.
Sick. Yeah. If you haven't ever watched Capable, it is really good. It's very, very good.
Yeah.
And
it's like kind of autobiographical comedy, situational comedy about me.
And it almost has like that, I'm not looking for unintentional. What's the word I'm looking for? The comedy in it is unassuming.
Yeah. It's kind of subtle.
Yeah. Like it's, the forefront of it is kind of like understanding the life of someone, navigating life as a disabled person.
That's disabled because I have learned that most people don't know anything about like young disabled people. They think it's only old people, or it's like, I don't know. They like disabled people don't live full lives, but we do. It's just hard.
Yeah.
And I'll show you why. Mm-hmm. I'm capable. Hey guys.
Jeez.
It's Fianacal here. Oh. I have a really cool deal for you I would love to share.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it, mama.
I have some pretty sick merch.
The sickest, some might say.
It sells out every show I have.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But because y'all are the best and you're watching our pod.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to give you a limited time offer.
Yeah.
So all my merch is online. You can get that at fianacali.com or it's a link in my bio on Instagram. If you go to the merch website and type in the code R-U-P, I'll give you 10% off anything on my merch store.
That's pretty sick.
For
it's a good
now,
deal.
So I would hurry up,
skittle on over there.
And get you some Fiona Colley merch.
That's right. That's FionaColley.com for all that wonderful, sick ass merch. And be sure to use that code RUP. That's RUP, Ramping Up Podcast, to get your 10% off. Back to the episode. I mean, I do kind of have a conspiracy theory.
Perfect. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah.
On Matt's Conspiracy Corner.
Dumb.
In this week's conspiracy, I want to talk about the death of Charlie Kirk and how it lines up with a movie called Snake Eyes.
Okay.
There was a movie released, I don't know when because I don't take any information in, called Snake Eyes that released a long time ago. And the main character in the movie is Charlie Kirkland. Very odd. He gets shot in the neck in this movie. And the day he gets shot in the neck in this movie is September 10th, which is also the same day that Charlie was shot. And can we talk about this kind of stuff on YouTube? I don't know.
Don't say.
But that happens. And then there's like a big storm that comes and this like a hurricane in this movie. And it's called Jezebel, which is already a weird name for hurricane because they normally name them just like women or men's names.
Mm-hmm.
And the publication that hired witches to put a curse on Charlie in real life, that publication was called Jezebel. So there's like a bunch of like synchronicities. Is that what that would be? Woo, big word. But there's like a bunch of things that line up. And I don't know. I've been seeing it a lot on TikTok. And it's pretty crazy.
I'm seeing it too.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's like a lot of weird things that are like parallel to this movie.
You think Nicolas Cage is in on it?
Maybe.
Probably.
Nicolas Cage is also doing that new movie.
But it was 98, by the way.
Jesus, 98,
yeah.
Snake Eyes. Yeah, so what's the guy's name in the movie? Is it Charlie Kirkland?
Sorry, give me one more second.
I don't even know that much. I literally just like hear one thing, I'm like, interesting. And then I like grab it for a second, I'm like, all right, I think I got enough. But then I like go back, I'm like, when it's time to talk about it, I'm like, I don't think I got enough.
That's all America.
Yeah. But I don't know. That's all. That was an episode this week, huh? I don't think we got any point. You got like 1 point.
I know.
We've got a lot
there
of.
There is a Charles Kirkland.
Charles Kirkland, yeah. And the name of the storm is Jezebel. The name of the publication is Jezebel. September 5th, or September 10th, September 10th, in the neck. Those are all the things that line up. Pretty crazy. But that goes back to my other conspiracy theory about the CIA never left Hollywood. Because I think like in the 50s or the 60s, they were like, there's like a an agreement they had to sign that they wouldn't be involved in the influence of movies in Hollywood, which is like, why were they ever? But ever since then, supposedly they haven't been involved, and everybody thinks that they just never left. Because there's always been a lot of movies that like line up with like major events in this country.
Also, I just like, I don't know if this is conspiracy or not, but like, I personally don't believe like if they're going to make a movie about JFK or Pearl Harbor, that they're just going to do what they think the history is without some sort of somebody talking to them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a very influential studio. I don't know.
I don't know. You don't know till you know. That's what I like to say. That's what a lot of people like to say. But that's all I got for Matt's Conspiracy Corner.
Episode.
Hey, we got a lot going on with this move. We're getting married. It's been a busy friggin' day, but we still wanted to get an episode out for you guys.
Yeah.
And she's got a fun guest coming on, hopefully later this week. And I will be gone and out of town this weekend.
Yeah, so definitely tune in for the next episode.
Yeah. It'll
just be me and my secret special guest.
Oh my gosh, is it Sabrina Carpenter or Tom Holland?
You'll have to tune in to find out.
Oh, Lord. Also, please keep calling in to Fiona Call Me. That's 615-547-8824. And you know, we've got that sponsored ad now. That was so much fun, and we're so thankful for that. But also, if you do want to be a sponsor of the podcast, or if you want us to do a 30-second ad read for you, we'd be glad to do it. Just message us at the Ramping Up email. That's rampinguppod@gmail.com. That's rampinguppod@gmail.com.
And if you're a real one, you will join us over at the Patreon right now. Mm-hmm. There is patreon.com/rampinguppod. RampinguppOD. Can you hear that?
And before we get out of here, plug your date, sister lady.
Guys. I am taking October off for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But I hit the road again on November 12th. I'll be in Dania Beach. November 13th, Miami,
Florida.
And then November 14th through the 16th, I'll be in New Orleans for Skankfest.
That's exciting.
And then December 5th through 6th, I have 2 shows in St. Petersburg, Florida. And then December 16th, I'm in Louisville, Kentucky. And then December 17th, I'm in Fort Wayne, Indiana. December 18th, I'm in Appleton, Wisconsin.
And that wraps up 2025.
Yeah, it does. Boogie. If for all tickets and cities, find your city, get your tickets at FionaColley.com or on Instagram at the link in my bio. My Instagram is FionaColley. Matt, tell these good people where they can find it.
Oh, heck, thanks for asking. I'm going to be out with Rodney Carrington until the end of the year, pretty much. You can find all his tickets at rodneycarrington.com. Going to a lot of cool places with him. Ending the year in Vegas, as always. That's going to be a lot of fun. But then after Vegas, I'm hopping back up on the Fiona Colley train. I'll be out there with you at Louisville, Fort Wayne, Appleton dates to close out the year with you as well. So,
oh, be real a lot of quick fun. Though, if you love us, hype
this video, hype this video, hype this video. Hype this video, please.
Hype this video.
Yeah. You guys rock. Thank y'all so much. And
join us over at the Patreon.
That's right. We're going to be doing some fake ad reads over there. And boy, is that so much
boy,
fun.
Boy, are my arms tired.
From all these fake ad reads. All right. We'll see you guys over there. And if not, we'll see you next week.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. We're breaking up.